It's February, day four. And the question posed today is a statement that Sassy Cat found, which says, the biggest communication problem is that we do not listen to understand, we listen to reply. And I'd pretty much agree with that. I think you have to learn how to listen. You really do. In Sassy's setup for this one, she said about, you know, the person who's always got the better story than you. And like one-upmanship. And I've been so guilty of it in the past. Come on, finish. Let me tell you this. But I've got a lot better, I think, mainly through doing lots of interviews with people. So, especially with the veterans at Bletchley Park. Because when we do our general interviews with them, unless it's about a certain topic, like they've come in for an event and that event is based around something and, you know, we want to sort of focus on that event, most of the interviews we do, we just literally, we don't have 20 questions that we need to ask. We just want them to talk and we want them to feel happy and comfortable in what, you know, in being interviewed and that they can just talk about whatever they want to talk about. And, you know, some of the subjects they might not want to talk about. So we won't push them into talking about things they don't want to. And part of that is just literally holding their gaze and making them realise that you are absolutely fascinated in what they're saying. And it's not, you don't have to act to do that with these people. They are amazing people and their stories are just fascinating and amazing. And I don't think we've done one interview, or I don't think I've done one interview where, probably in each interview where there's something where it's, that's really poignant that they say, but also in the same interview there'll be something really funny that they'll say. And it's knowing that occasionally they may start faltering in what they're saying, and at those points then you can sort of gently move into the conversation and say, well, you know, and try and just push it in a certain direction if you feel that they're getting a little lost in what they're saying. But it is just a case of learning to listen. And it's just respect to the other person, really. You know, even if you're not, you know, not in an interview situation, you know, just talking to someone and showing interest in what they're saying, that, you know, at that point in time, they are the most important person to you. And that's it, really. So, everyone start listening, but not for an edit point. Cut. Bye.